Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. Today, it's a rainy day. I wanted to go away. Honestly, though, I kind of been, like, manifesting rain because that's how I've been feeling recently. I have a couple updates for you. Today, in this episode, we're going to go through and update you on the situationship. In this situationship episode, we will also be discussing Lover Boy. It's a hybrid! A hybrid episode. Unfortunately, not enough has happened with the situationship, and spoiler alert, things ended with Loverboy. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Anywho, damn, it's very depressing outdoors right now. I'm feeling extremely sleepy, and this room is super dark, like my soul currently. I got some feedback on the show. Some people enjoyed it. Others said it wasn't what they expected. Good to know, good to know. Leave your comments down below. Leave a review. Love to see it. If it's your first time listening, maybe give us a chance before you throw that in there. Anywho, where to begin? I think I'll start where I left off. I don't really remember where I left off. It's been about 2 weeks since I've been in the booth. Because Halloween happened. I guess we'll cut back to that. Oh, I don't know if I told you about this. So I was once again stalking since I've been blocked. I may or may not have made a little secret account and been stalking, and some tea has formed. So when I was ended things with the situationship type man, I posted a song, one of which is called No One Noticed by the Marias. It goes, maybe I lost my mind, no one noticed, no one noticed. Can you tell I've been listening to it a lot? So I posted that, and then I deleted it, and then I checked this person's social media, and they had posted the song, which I thought was a message to me, though obviously I'm blocked. They posted it with like a little photo of like a ghost hugging a girl, like a little anime type thing. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a message for me. Though I am going freaking bananas cuckoo. Freaking bananas cuckoo is what's going on in my brain right now. Because I've been replaying the song. I don't know if they posted it for me. I don't know if they just posted it. It's a lot in my brain. And I miss this person so much. Even though I've been up on my Instagram reels. Getting reels being like, don't accept the bare minimum. Men ain't shit. And it's the single, it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend. It's the single girl era and all these things. And I'm just like, ugh, but I miss him. And the only way that I was getting over him was by talking to Loverboy, which was responding quickly, who I had my first date with. He brought me, I don't know if I mentioned this in a prior episode, though he brought me flowers on our first date. We went to dinner. It was a nice dinner. It wasn't a cheap dinner. We kissed, and there was literal fireworks. The kissing was good too. I was like, this man can help me get over the last man. Unfortunately, I was wrong, because after this date the messages started slowing down, like the energy shifted, and he was always like, oh, like you can talk to me about any of this stuff if things are changing, if you're uncomfortable, like I really like you. And then like, I couldn't even bring it up again. I was like, yeah, like, I'm just, like, anxious. Like, I feel like the vibes have shifted. And he was like, you made me freak out, blah, blah, blah. And then the conversation continued. And then we went on a second date, which was to go thrifting. And the energy was just different. Like, I saw him after, actually, between our first and second date. He came over. He drove all the way, like, 2 hours to come over just to, like, sleep. And then we got breakfast. And I thought it was cute. We had a nice time. And we didn't really do anything, like we didn't get down and dirty. We just hung out and like slept together, and I thought it was really nice. And then, it hurts to talk about the pain. I have to pull up the receipts currently. So the last thing that was said, like we were talking, things are kind of normal. And then after Halloween, things got kind of quiet. He was like dry, and then he sent me a song, and then I was like, thank you for the song. And then he didn't answer me on Halloween. Sus. And then I went, how are you? And he said, I don't know, I feel so drained from everything. I slept until 4 today, just don't have the energy to do anything lately. And I went, I understand your job is physically demanding. That was last Saturday. And then on Sunday I said, if you aren't into talking anymore, you can just let me know. And he said nothing. I need to listen to Call Her Daddy to understand what to do in these situations. And then since then, I have cut up his hoodie, his sweater that he gave to me on our second date, because it was like a pity give. You know what I mean? He also said on our second date, like before leading up to, he's like, I'll buy you a whole outfit, blah, 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 which he did not, which is not the energy that I'm looking for. Yeah, so that's what happened with that boy. And then it's just been silence. So we did a seance. Me and the roommates did a seance. It wasn't a true seance. I wanted to like burn everything in a fire, but all of our garbage bins are plastic, so that just wasn't going to work. So instead, we took some candles and lit some candles, and we took the flowers and we hung the flowers upside down to dry out to make potpourri, I believe is what it's called. My roommate knew it. It's like when you dry out flowers and it smells good. And then we lit candles and we took some bay leaves, and I wrote the names of both boys on the bay leaves, and we burnt them. Let it burn. Let it die. Let it die. Let it shrivel up. Come on. Who's with me? You've seen The Lorax. You know that one. So that's what we did. It didn't really help me release things because I still continue to check this person's social media. And then like with the lover boy, I just don't even know, man. Like what happened? What happened? What did I do? The last song he sent me was voila, voila, voila. And I like want to call him, though I'm also like, don't call him. And all my friends are like, don't call him. Let it be. Let it be. I'm in a singing mood today, I guess. So yeah, I'm going through another heartbreak. Just layer it on me. Just throw it on me. And then my Halloween was crazy. It was actually not as crazy as I expected. I basically went to the bar in which this situationship works. And I was dressed up to the nines. I had a fake tan, fake lashes, nice hair, looked amazing. And I had my ID and my money ready. I just went, you're good. And that was all I got. You're good. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Are you freaking kidding me? So then I got drunk, and me and my friend got very drunk. She literally ordered a bottle of wine like at the bar, which was like very inconvenient for my friend who worked there. And I was like, we should not be doing this. I'm so embarrassed. Though I also love her, but then I understand why she did it, because I had this boy following me around. And at the time of being drunk, I didn't think he looked young, but he was young. He was 19. He was a 19-year-old puppy dog. I was like, oh, you're so cute. Like, be a little bean. And I took his gun and I was shooting the gun around everywhere. I just like the being held. Okay. I just like being held. I just wanted to be holded. And I didn't really dance. And I need to come back. I need to come back, because that's not how I wanted that to be. I didn't want to be all over man. I wanted to be with my friend. And it was a real reality check. And then he came back. He said he lost his phone. This man said he lost his phone. And when I told my friend that she was staying with me, she was like, "Bo." So she said later on, so this boy, oh, where am I in the story? I don't have ADHD. I should get tested, though my brain is just everywhere. So then he comes back with us. Like we go to my friend's boyfriend's like party. It's like a party. And this woman is like, don't go places with random men or like whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I am living my life. If I get murdered, I get murdered. And that's what's meant to be. So then I walk back home with this boy. And he gets his food and he gets another beer. Then we go back to mine and he's like awake. And then he tells me his trauma. He's like, my friend killed himself. And I was like, oh no. Okay. And it didn't come out of the blue. Like we were talking about his tattoo. Look at that rhyme. We were talking about his tattoo. And then I was like, oh no. And then he slept in my bed. And we didn't like sleep together, but he slept. And this man snored and he looked disgusting, like a baby. When he was in my bed, and I was like, I need this man out of the house. So I was going to kick him out, but then I didn't, because he was like, and he was pretending like not to be asleep. And I was like, I can't with this man. I can't. Men are snakes. Men are liars. Men are manipulative. So I tried to kick him out, and then he was like, no. And then he came back and I was like, if you wake me up though, like you're out. And then he did. And I still didn't kick him out. And then it was like 8 a.m. Like I set an alarm and I was like, you need to leave. You need to get out of my house. And then he left, and then apparently he found his way home. And he couldn't remember any of his friends' Instagrams the night before. Very sus. So I think I just need a break from men. I want to go out this weekend. I want to get drunk and I want to dance. Though, I don't know. Is that a good idea? Do I just stay home and do homework? Boring. I want to be like for the girls. I just need to actually be for the girls because I used to be so good at that. Though this situationship man has f***ed me up. I'm just trying to get over by getting under, you know what I mean? On the topic of men, because that seems to be this episode, it's just like all the ways that life has gone wrong for me in my love life. There's this man, and I met him at the bar, and we like made eye contact across the room. He took a video of me, which is kind of strange, though he did. He had sent it to me later. We were talking, and then he stopped talking, and I like forgot about him because I wasn't really interested. He was kind of like pressuring, and it wasn't like, it was weird. It was very manipulative, though it was so subtle, like you couldn't really cop it. And the first night we like at the club, we met, and I thought it was sweet, and then we like did some stuff. We didn't do the deed, just like things, just like kissed and things like that. And then after that, he kept like holding it over my head, was like, oh my gosh, you were like this the first night that we met. So why are you not like this now? And I was like, I'm just not in the mood. And the more he spoke, like the more words that came out of this man's mouth, the more I was like, I hope you fall. No, I wasn't thinking that. But I was just thinking like, the more words that come out of your mouth, the less I want to do anything. And so then I was like, okay, maybe my roommate's like, oh, you just need to bang bang. And I was like, no, I don't. But I had this guy over. I had him over and we watched a movie. It was very chill. He brought wine, which was sweet. I need to raise my standards. He brought wine, which was sweet. And then we watched the movie and the whole time he's like, not mansplaining. Be like, oh, do you remember when that part happened? And I was like, yes, I remember when that part happened. Like, I'm not stupid. And the movie was like not even that good. He said it was the movie that made him cry. It's called The Book of Henry. And I was like, this is the movie that makes you cry? When there's movies like The Green Mile and other films, I was like, this is not the one. I don't know why The Green Mile is the first one that comes to my head. It's a very sad film. So we watched the movie and then afterwards he immediately starts like trying to stick his tongue down my throat. And I'm like, oh my God, no foreplay, none of that. Just like very aggressive. To the point where I was like, if we did do something, I don't think you would stop. So I got the red flag. I got the icky wickies. And he's so attractive that I was like, ugh, why do you have to have such a terrible personality? So then, So then I said I had to go to the washroom. Oh, he asked me to be his girlfriend. He's like, if you're my girlfriend, then we can do the deed. Like, do the deed with me and be my girlfriend, or we can just be friends. And I was like, I don't really like either of those options. Also, I've only hung out with you 3 times. So it seemed just like very, like, does being a girlfriend mean nothing to you? I was like, you haven't taken me out on a date. He's like, well, my girlfriend, then I'll take you out on dates. Like, he clearly just wanted to do the deed, which I don't understand. And then my roommates were like, I went upstairs and I was like, oh, I have to go to the washroom. And they're watching a movie. I was like, keep the movie on. Keep the movie playing. And I told them about the situation. They're like, well, if you're not comfortable, like, don't do it. And they were like, it sounds like you don't want to do it. And I was like, okay, look, I don't know why this man is getting so into my head. Like, I must be very emotionally vulnerable. And so then I came back and he was like, you were gone for a very long time. And I was like, I had to pee. He's like, no, you weren't. You were texting your ex. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I wish I was texting my ex. That's not the case. I went, I told him that I went to talk to my roommates. And he was like, you need your roommates to give you an opinion. I was like, well, yeah. Yes, I do. Because obviously I'm not good at making decisions with men. So this hot mess over here can't make a decision about a man. Then he left. And now I'm single as a Pringle. And I got no prospects. Not one. Not one prospect. I called my friend, the same friend who said that the 19-year-old was like probably lying. And then when she put it out to me, I was like, oh my God, you're so right. Why am I so easily played? And then we started stalking because she was with another, like a new friend. And I was explaining the situationship story. And we discovered that he is queer, which I always had a hunch that he was queer. And that's not a problem at all. Though his best friend is also queer. And because she looked at the photo, like the friend, not my friend, but her friend, we'll call her J-Lo. J-Lo and Veronica. So Veronica is my friend and J-Lo is her friend. So J-Lo goes, oh my gosh, he looks like a DL. And I was like, what is a DL? And she's like, a man who like is with women, but is secretly like into men and like is with men. And then I described his characteristics, which are like, he dates women for like 3 months and then breaks up with them. She was like, yeah, She's like, he's probably bi. And I was like, I knew that he was probably bi. Why do you think I like him so much? Because I am also bi. Though, then I showed the picture and I was like, oh my gosh, it's becoming so clear. Like, what if he's in love with his best friend, but he can't be with him because he's scared about society? Because he's also, he's not religious. His family definitely is because they're from like a religious place. I don't want to completely out who this person is. But their family's from a religious place. Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, I just see him, and I'm like, you're so cute. Like, I even look at his old photos, and I'm like, oh, I don't even care that you're holding a fish. I miss him for the fish man. It's just, like, he probably does like a man. That's why he can't commit to woman. Also, oh my gosh, I can't give too many details. I need to stop talking about this man. No more episodes about the situationship unless something actually happens, because this is just me mourning. And my friend was like, oh, you're going through it because you're basically together for like 3 years. And I was like, well, we weren't together. We just talked for 3 years. And it's just weird to like not have him there anymore. Like, I really miss a lot of the old people in my life after everything happened. And I just like miss him. Like, it was just like comforting. And I'm like, I'd still just be friends with him. Like, I don't need to kiss him or anything. I just really like being in his company. It made me feel safe. And now I don't feel safe. Even though I should feel safe in my own company, but I'm a woman. And it's not safe being a woman. And society judges us for being single. It's like such a, it's like, oh my God, you have a boyfriend? Though now apparently that's not the case. I think if no one wants to go out with me on Saturday, I might just need to go out alone, get myself a little glass of wine, listen to some music. Like, I don't have to go out at all, but that might be the move. It might be to have like a single Saturday out, like take myself to a movie. It just sounds so sad. It shouldn't be sad, but it is kind of sad. I don't know. I have so much homework. Everything is in my head. Anywho, I think that's enough talk about men for today. Those are all my updates. There's literally no one. I had to delete the dating apps that I was on because it was just too much. One man wanted to go on a date, though he hasn't been texting. And I'm like, you asked me to go out on Saturday. What are you talking about? And then another one texted me from the same app. But then J-Lo from last night was saying the men on the apps are not it. And I think she's completely correct. So as of now, I'm single mingle, Pringle, looking to mingle, not finding the right man. Or a woman for that matter too. The person I like the most is this woman that I was talking to, though that hasn't seemed to be going anywhere. Woman just stays in place. It's even, sometimes it's just as difficult. No, it is just as difficult dating women as it is men. So sorry for this depressing episode. It's just, I don't have exciting things. The difference between last episode and this episode is astronomical. Like, I was over the moon. And now I've landed on the stars, I guess. Focusing on school, focusing on that business, getting that money up, though I have no job. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Next episode, we'll be discussing more on psychosis. Dun, dun, dun. Love you. Have a great afternoon, morning, evening, or night, and don't start a fright. Happy post-Halloween.